This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The band Southern Culture on the Skids formed in Chapel Hill more than 30 years ago, and since then they have traveled the globe with their own brand of Southern rock. Going to be playing tonight as part of the Be Loud 15. It is a two-day event for Be Loud Sophie Foundation. It benefits pediatric cancer patients at UNC hospitals. They'll be back at Cat's Cradle September 19th with a back-to-school concert to benefit Carrboro Elementary School. Right now, Southern Culture on the Skids is here. It features Rick Miller on the guitar, Mary Huff on bass, and Dave Hartman on the drums. Good to see you again. Thanks for being
nice
here, Southern
to see you
Culture
too.
On the Skids. Been too long. Rick, been a few years since you were last on the show. 2011, to be exact.
Halloween.
That's right. Great show that was. Happy to have you. What have you been doing since then?
Well, we've been touring a lot. We've been writing some new songs. We put out Ditch Digging, which we gave you a copy of right there.
There it is.
We've been to Europe. We did a record with Fred Schneider from the B-52s.
How was that? Was that fun?
Yeah. It was really fun. Fred's a blast.
Yeah. And take us back. How did you form as a band?
We formed when I was in graduate school at UNC. I was in the MFA program, and my roommate and I just wanted to start a band just for fun. We lived over on Pine Street in Carrboro, and we had our first practices right there at the Art Lab.
Wow.
On the UNC.
Were you planning, was that just for kicks, or were you planning to be a band and
total
make
kicks.
A living? Really?
Total kicks. Things just happened.
Yeah.
And we ended up here.
Wow. Well, it's a great place. Pizza place, right? And you also, here's a part of your story. I don't know how many people know that you actually played at the Varsity and opened for a porn movie called Cafe Flesh.
That was our second gig. And the singer at the time, actually, Stan Lewis, Stan's still around, he was working at the Varsity, and he got us a gig opening up for Cafe Flesh, which was kind of a thinking man's porn movie. And thinking woman's.
Yeah.
Where it was a post-apocalyptic scenario, and I think there was a large percentage of the population could not have sex anymore. They were neutered, I guess. And they would sit around sipping cocktails and espresso, watching other people do it, and then kind of waxing poetically on their situation.
Wow. That actually does describe Chapel Hill in the 90s, so it's kind of perfect for the Varsity. Will you do a song for us now?
Yeah, we're going to do one called Freak Flag. Perfect, nice, huh? Yeah. It goes just like this. Come on and raise your freak flag high. Come on and raise your freak flag high. I give them something different, I give them something new, I give them something so that they remember you. Come on and raise your freak flag high. Come on and raise your freak flag high. Be true to what you feel inside, don't let somebody else decide how to live your life. Cause everybody's different and everyone's the same. Be proud of who you are and how you play the game. Come on and raise. Be curious, be kind, and keep an open mind, and always respect yourself. The truth will always rise, and that's the greatest prize you could ever give yourself. Give them something.
Southern Culture on the Skids, Freak Flag. Woo. They're going to be playing at the Cat's Cradle as part of the Be Loud 15, a two-day benefit for Be Loud Sophie Foundation. It begins tonight, runs through Saturday. They're going to be back at the Cat's Cradle on the 19th. And you know we always have that information on our website. Great song.
Oh, thanks. That, you know, we previewed that last year at the Carborough Elementary School.
Wow.
And it got a good reaction from the kids.
Of course it does. It's got everything that a good song should have. You guys have been around long enough to actually be part of the Southern Folklife Collection at the Wilson Library.
Yeah, that was quite an honor, actually. I mean, that probably meant more to me than just about anything. I mean, even the, who cares about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? We got in at UNC. That's my alma mater.
At the Wilson Library. Well, what does it, why is it important to you? Why is it important?
Well, because... I have a lot of respect for the people that run that department, yeah. And they have an awesome collection and incredibly thorough, incredibly inclusive,
yeah.
Which I'm just proud to be part of it. That's all.
Yeah. But and it also means something, I guess, that this music that's still going on is considered part of folk life in this place.
That's true. That's true. We're still alive.
Still,
I never thought of us as museum quality, but it was kind of nice to see it in there.
You know it's bad if they start introducing you as the last surviving members of Southern Culture on the Skids.
Dave will be the one.
It'll be. hey, will you do another song for us?
Yeah, we will. Let's do one that's off of Dig This. It's Ditch Digging. It's called I Got Too Much Pork for Just One Fork. And we always do this for all the – we have a lot of North Carolina fans all over the place. And the one thing they miss is always the barbecue.
Yeah.
So let's do it. Ready?
much pork for just one fork. Southern Culture on the Skids from their latest album, Dig This.
Thanks.
Yeah, Southern Culture on the Skids. Rick Miller, Mary Huff, and Dave Hartman, they're going to be playing the Cat's Cradle tonight for the Be Loud 15 concert, and they're here with us now. Another great. So you talked about having fans, you know, a lot of your fans from North Carolina. You get around a lot. You've been to Europe.
Yeah, we were just at Europe, and Europe actually is pretty good for us. I mean, certain markets, they really do know their American music, yeah. Like genre music, like rockabilly or blues, jazz, country western. You know, there's a real niche market over there for it, and, you know, it affords us to be able to go over there and play.
So much of that music is rooted in the references that are unique to the South, you know? I guess they get by with that, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, they listen to the music.
Yeah.
Don't know if they listen to the words so much.
It's great stuff. So Too Much Fork, we got to get Cheap Motels in there.
Will you do that
song now?
Yes, we will. Okay. Let's do it. Let me make sure the volume is right. Here we go.
Let's hear that.
A little bit more? All right, there you go.
When I'm out on a bypass and not too far, there's a joint that's rocking when they close up the bar. Then the walls could talk, stories they'd tell.
Southern Culture on the Skids, going to be at the Cat's Cradle tonight for Be Loud 15, part of the Be Loud Sophie Foundation. We've had folks from that foundation on the show before. Tell us how you got connected with that group.
Steve Balcom called us. I was familiar with it from last year because of the Lex Active Reunion and the Pressure Boys. So when Steve called us this year, we jumped on it. It sounds like a great cause, and I mean, the kid, you know.
It's an amazing thing. Well, I'm going to leave you time to play us out, remind everybody where you're going to be, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you all. Thank you all. Listen all the time.
Southern Culture on the Skids, North Carolina band, easily recognizable. They are Rick Miller on the guitar, Mary Huff on bass, Dave Hartman on the drums. Group's going to be playing tonight as part of Be Loud 15 at the Cat's Cradle, a two-day concert event. Proceeds benefit pediatric cancer patients at UNC hospitals. Band's going to be back at the Cat's Cradle on September 19th. They're going to do a back-to-school benefit concert for Carrboro Elementary Schools, and you can find out all about it at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, and Charlie Shelton. Robin Copley's our technical director. Al Wadarski helping out today. Andrew Tai is our intern. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Southern Culture on the Skids.
Thank you so much. Here we go.
Crank it up.
Thank you.
Frank Stay.